That is Bart Straka and Don Maz. So that's where we're going to get down there. 20-6, the Lady Belmont. The Brave kicking it down. What do we have? The clock only has 2 minutes instead of 12.
12. Be a short third quarter.
That lead would be a short. And our heads up referee tonight, they just their heads up. Okay, now the referee can back them in the kick. It's at the 40 yard line. And here we go. The whistle is blown or ready to cruise. And it's a line drive kick going to be taken by Strock at the 20. 25, 30, goes up the middle. 30. Kicks away to the 46 yard line. By Bart Straka. And he was tackled by Bob Camp.
Good run back that time by Straka. As he gave Petosa good field position, that's what the coaches like to see, is that ball in the middle of the field to begin that begin your first series in the first in the second half.
Running down the offensive backfield for Potosi, Bill Lees at the quarterback, halfback Don Maz, and the Thad Ryder, fullback Rich Cruiser, wide receiver Brent Ryder, tight end Matt Kaiser. And it's going to be a sweep loud. This is Cruiser. Cross the 45 to the 50 midfield. 45, and he's going to be down at the 44-yard line. Gain of about 10. The play is going to be very close to a first down. Bob Camps on the tackle. And Potosi starting like they had success in the first half running the ball. And that time, a nice sweep left. Cruiser got the first down, a gain of 11. So Rich Cruiser on the sweep left that time. Nice job of running the football. And Cruiser has looked impressive in the first half running the ball. And there's been lots of holes, too, by the way. A lot of holes in that first half. First down and 10. This is going to be a sweep right down Maz. And he has got away from two Braves. And he's going to run against the 45. And a nice hit that time by Kevin Burke, who knocked him out of bounds. And he's going to gain about 4 yards on the play. Don Maz on the run. Going to call a second down and 6. Tackled that time and run out of bounds by Kevin Burke.
Nice at that time by Kevin Burke, but also good running by the Potosi running back, Moss, I believe. As he broke two tackles, could have been tackled for a loss, but was able to shrug those tackles off and gain 4 yards on the play.
The ball is marked at the right hash mark. Just underway in the third period at Potosi tonight, 20-6, the Chieftains over Belmont. Second down, 6. Leaser is going to hand it off. Oh, what a hit! You bet. That time, that's Lee Rickers who broke through that Chieftain line, and he tackled Maz in the backfield, and he didn't go anywhere. Loss of about 4 yards on the 3 yards on the play. It's going to be third down and 9. Now the ball comes back to the 43-yard line. Third down and 9. Lee Rickers with a hit that time. Third down, 9 for Potosi. Leaser on a sweep left side. This is Cruiser. Crosses the 40-yard line. And he's got room and a first down to the 35. Going to be down to the 33-yard line. Nope, it's going to be short of the first down. Now the referee marked it at the 34, and he's going to be short by about a yard. But less than a yard. But Potosi will definitely go for it because it's going to be fourth down and about 1 yard to go. Potosi will definitely go for it.
Big play for the Belmont defense. Belmont wants to get into this game. They're going to have to stop Potosi here.
Dressler brings into play for the Chieftains. Fourth down, 1 yard to go. 9:51 in the third period. Second half action from the Potosi tonight. Cruiser, the only man in the backfield, but Leaser takes the quarterback sneak, and he gets more than 1 yard. He gets himself about 3 yards. And the quarterback sneak goes all the way up to the 30-yard line. He's going to gain 4 on the play. First down and 10 for Potosi, and the Chieftains are driving on their first series here in the third quarter. Belmont, they cannot let Potosi score again, otherwise they'll be down by quite a few points, depending on the extra point. That would make it, say, the next point would be good to be 27-6, 21 points. That's 3 scores. So here's Leaser, going to be sweep right. This is Cruiser across the 30-yard line. And he's going to be knocked down at about the 25, gain of 5 on the play. And Cruiser with a nice run this way. Time on a sweep right. Gains about 5 seconds down five. Greg Hines got the tackle, but a little slow getting up that time as those two hit pretty good head on. But he stays in the game. And what do we have? Well, now Hines is going to be taken out of the game. The referee stopped the clock because Hines is kind of moving up the backfield there, and he was a little shaky, but he runs off the field on his own power, and I think he'll just get a sit out a couple of plays, and he'll be okay. Replacing him in the defense is going to be David Argle, number 84.
Nothing fancy for Potulsi so far in this second half to start it out. Six running plays for two first downs for Potulsi.
Second down, five from the 25. It's going to be with the handoff, Thad Ryder. Ryder with some room, and he crosses with a flag down, across the 20. Going to be tackled at about the 15-yard line. And Thad Ryder again found some room, this time provided by the center, Tom Cleaver, and Paul Pitzer, the left guard. But we have a flag down, and it looks like it's going to be holding against Potulsi, and that's going to move the ball back. It would have been a first down had the holding not occurred. It would have been a gain of about 10 on the play. But holding play on Potulsi, and that is going to nullify. So anyway, the ball is going to be brought back, and it's going to be marked at the 31-yard line, and it's going to be second down and about 11. Second down and 11 for Potulsi. We have 8:32 to go in the third period. So Belmont gets a break that time on the holding penalty. Otherwise, it would have been first down and 10 from the 15. But because of the hold, the ball is brought back. Second and 11 from the 31. Potulsi on the move in this first series in the second half. Leaser goes back to pass, and a fumble at the ball! And who's going to get it? It's going to be Potulsi dropping on it at midfield. Credit Jeff Hentrich that time as he broke through the Potulsi offensive line, and he got a hold of Leaser before he took three steps backward. Leaser fumbled the ball. A couple of Braves, a couple of Chieftains went after it, and they kicked the ball back all the way to midfield. So a loss on the play of 20 yards.
20 yards, and that really hurts the team. So far, and Potulsi in the last two plays have hurt themselves. But first of all, the penalty after they had gained the first down, and now the loss of 20 yards on the play, so it's going to be third down, and I'd say about 30 yards to go for the first down.
They have to get to the 20-yard line. The ball is located in Chieftain territory, just inside the 50, third down and 30. And this is going to be a Cruiser on the run. He goes off right tackle, picks up about 4 yards, and the ball is marked in Brave territory at the 46. But good defense by Belmont. Held off the Chieftains. They had a nice drive. Had the ball down to the 15, but a penalty nullified that play. And now Potosi's going to have to punt, so the Belmont Brave defense worked hard and stopped the Chieftains in this first series in the second half.
What it also did was take Potosi out of that fourth down territory, as maybe on the 15 they would have tried for it on fourth down and might have got it, but now they have to punt the ball away.
Wide play to punt. It's blocked. Ed Argle blocked him, and it's out of bounds. So, Ed Argo on a block kick that time on Gary Livebrey, and Belmont has come alive here in the third period.
That may have been the spark that Belmont needed. Argo looked like he was not touched by anybody, just came through the line, straight up the middle even, not even at an angle, and was able to get a hand on the ball and knock the ball out of bounds, and it's Belmont's ball on the Potosi's 40-yard line.
Well, the Belmont defense is pumped up. Let's see what the offense can do. Quarterback by Kevin Burke, number 14. And he's going to go hand it off here to Cunningham. Cunningham wanted to run off tackle, but he got buried at a loss of 3 in the play. Craig Cunningham didn't go anywhere. And again, that was an off-tackle play. Loss of 3, second down 13, and Belmont's not going to score with plays like that, Brad.
They're not going to score. They need to move the ball forward. Craig Cunningham is in for Van Meter. I don't know if Van Meter is still feeling the effects of the injury that he had last week, but Craig Cunningham came in and did a good job last week for Belmont.
Next play is Cunningham right at the middle, and he maybe gained 1 yard in the play. And he maybe got to the ball is at the 43. He may have got to the 42-yard line, and he is down. Cunningham is down. He got hit pretty hard. That ball was right up the gut, and he got hit pretty hard.
Not only on that play, but the last play before, he got bent back a little bit too. So Craig Cunningham is down, and the Potosi coaches are going to come out. I mean, Belmont, excuse me, are going to come out and see what is wrong with Craig Cunningham.
Looking like it looks like they're looking at his left ankle or knee. You can't tell from here. His back is to us, but he's up now and he's walking off on his own power. So I think we will see Craig Cunningham before the night is over. The ball is going to be marked at the 42-yard line. It was a gain of about a yard and a half in that play. We're going to call third down and 12 yards to go. Third down and a short 12. If there is such thing as a short 12. But that's what it's going to be for the Braves and company with Kevin Burke at the helm. Bob Camps is now going to be a running back. And it's Burke back to pass. Rolls left. He's under some pressure. He's going to be grabbed and sacked by number 89, Matt Kaiser. And that's a loss all the way back to the Brave 45-yard line. And a loss of about 13 yards. So Belmont unable to get anything going offensively. And the Braves will definitely have to punt now. It's going to be fourth down. And 25 yards to go. Burke is going to kick. He stands at his 33. Bart Straka back to receive. He stands at the 30-yard line. Snap is a good one. And he's not going to get the kickoff. As the Potosi defensive line rushed Burke and sacked him back there. Burke had no chance. He could not throw the ball. I mean, he could not have punted the ball. He could not run away. He was just pressured.
That time, just no blocking by the Belmont line. Potosi had three people back there ready to block the punt, and when he had that many people back there, the line is not doing the job of blocking.
Well, Potosi has excellent field position now. The ball's going to be at the 38-yard line, first and 10. From the 38, first and 10 for Potosi. The Brave defense held last series. Let's see what they can do this time. Leeser back to pass, going to throw it in the middle, and incomplete. Intended that time for Brent Ryder. Ryder lined up on the left side. It was just a quick pass up the middle, but looks like Leeser led him a little too much, and it was a little low.
They've tried that pass play a couple times, three or four times so far this game, and it really hasn't been too successful for Potosi so far.
So that'll bring up second down and 10 for the Chieftains. The ball again resting at about the 38-yard line. Again, we have two left-handed quarterbacks. We had Benton's quarterback is left-handed, and Leeser here tonight's left-handed. Of course, Kevin Burke is also a southpaw. Second down, 10. And it's Leeser back to pass. He's going to roll left. He's looking downfield. He's about midfield, now 45, and he's running out of room, but now he's going to have to run with the ball. At the 45, now he's got some room on this right side, folks. And he might throw. No, he's at the 40. Now he broke the tackle. He's going to throw, and Amazing, folks.
On 38 yards.
Because Bill Leeser went around in that backfield what seemed like forever, and he just threw a 38-yard touchdown pass to Bart Straka. What happened was when he was running around and the Belmont coverage failed.
It started in the middle of the field. We usually came to our side of the field, ran completely all the way to the other side of the field, came back on the other side of the field, heaved the ball, and there was a defender back there, but he let his receiver alone and was able to catch the ball for the touchdown. Good scrambling that time by Potosi quarterback Leeser. By Bill Leeser for Potosi. He made the play. He made the touchdown. As a result, the point is good for Potosi, and they go up now 27-6.
I'll tell you, he looked like Fran Tarkington back there running around, and he got the snap, rolled back, then he decided to go left. He went all the way to the left sideline, nothing there, then he decided to run, and he ran all the way back to the right, and then I thought he was going to run because he had plenty of running room, but all of a sudden he stopped to set the pass, a Brave missed him in the backfield. So then he set up again. He threw it, and Bart Strock was wide, all alone, standing at about his 5-yard line. And the 37-yard touchdown pass from Bill Leeser to Bart Strock up. It comes with 4:39 to go in the third period. And Potosi's running away with it now, 27-6.
A couple of Belmont players had a chance at Leeser in the backfield. Leeser was able to evade, I believe, 3 or 4 Braves and scramble around and finally found his target in the end zone.
Well, here comes the kick from Thad Ryder. It's going to be taken by Ed Argo at the 10, 15-20. Go to the right side, 25, he's at the 30, and he's going to be knocked down just short of the 30 and run out of bounds, call it the 28-yard line. So Belmont has a lot to work to do, has a lot of work to do, folks. The ball sits at the 28-yard line. It's going to be 1st and 10, and the Braves find themselves down 27-6.
And that touchdown really hurt. They were only down by 14 points by 2 touchdowns. Now they're down by 3 touchdowns. It just makes the work more difficult for the Belmont offense.
Plus, their offense has been struggling since the first period. They looked good in the first period, but since then, they have struggled. Burke, the quarterback, it's going to be a handoff right up the middle. This looks like it's Cunningham. And looks like he got maybe to the 30-yard line, maybe a gain of 1 on the play. It is Craig Cunningham. Really not much yardage there. He went right up the gut. Call a gain of 1. The ball at the 29. It's going to be 2nd down and 9. Again, the running game is just not working for Belmont. But credit the Potosi defense. The front four, Matt Kaiser, Randy Haas, Paul Pitzer, and Kerry Schultz. They're doing a fine job, that front four. This is going to be a handoff right up the middle. This is going to be Knable, but Knable didn't get any yardage. He may have got back to the line of scrimmage, but that's about it.
Stop by.
He may have gotten back to the line of scrimmage, and we're going to say that he did. So it's going to be 3rd down and 9.
So the Potosi defense looks like it's inspired by the play of its offense in this half.
So I really think that Belmont is going to have to pass the ball. They're not going to be able to rely on the running game anymore. They're going to have to open it up with pass plays. And their passing hasn't been all that successful either. But now it's going to be Burke back to pass. He stands in the pocket, throws wide open, and then Argo has got it in midfield. 45, and it's a 1st down. He's run out of bounds at the 42-yard line, and that's a gain of 28 yards on the play. And that time, Burke went back to pass, stepped up in the pocket, and wide open was the tight end, Ed Argo. And it's a 1st and 10 for Belmont, a good-looking play.
Good-looking play. The pass was a little bit slow in getting there, but Argo was wide open, so it didn't really make any difference. And Argo made a nice catch, ran a few more yards for the play, and a 1st down for Belmont.
So they're in Chieftain territory, 1st and 10 from the 42. Now Burke is going to go back to pass. He's going to look left, throws it, complete the caps at the 30-yard line. Brought down at the 31. Brought down that time by number 20. That's Gary Leifried. And that is another 1st down. Gain of 11 on the play. So Belmont opening things up with pass plays. They got a couple 1st downs.
Good pass that time by Kevin Burke for Belmont. Had a defender right in his face, but threw the ball and it was on target. And Camps made a nice catch on it.
The ball is located at the left hash mark. Kurt Nowitzki is in now as the wide receiver to the left. Burke is going to hand off up the middle. This is going to be Camps. Camps crosses the 30. Gets down maybe to the 24-yard line and going to call a gain of about 4 yards on the play. It's going to be 2nd down and 6. So all of a sudden, Belmont's offense has come alive.
Got a little life here and a couple of good completed passes. So maybe they'll have to put the ball up in the air more, and hopefully that'll work for Belmont.
It's Camps and Knable, the running backs. This is going to be a runoff tackle given to Bob Camps, but he's sacked, tackled for a loss. Back to the 30-yard line. One of the first players to hit him is Randy Haas. One of the first guys to get him, Randy Haas.
Loss of 3 on the play.
So it's a loss of 3. We're going to call it 3rd down and 9. The ball just inside the 30. Going to call it the 29-yard line. Has to get to the 20 for a 1st down. So it's a big play now for Belmont. They have to keep the drive alive, even though they are in 4th down territory.
They have to. It'd be nice for them to get the 1st down on this play. The line's going to block, give Burke time to throw the ball.
Burke wants to throw it. He is being chased. And he's going to almost run out of bounds. And he threw it and incomplete. And it was intended that time for Chris Knable, number 33. But Kevin Burke is down on the sidelines right in front of us, and he's not moving too well. He got chased quite a bit, and Matt Kaiser was one of the first guys to chase him. And it looks like Burke is down right in front of us down here. And I'm not sure what his problem is, but he got hit pretty good, and he got run out of bounds, and he did a lot of running. But he's down, and he's down on his stomach. Just took his helmet off, and again, he's just laying there. The pass was incomplete, almost intercepted, by the way. That was by Gary Leifried. Now Burke turns over onto his back. It looks like they're looking at his right ankle. Now he gets up on his hands, and Howery's still checking him out. It was incomplete, so that'll bring a fourth down play. It'll be fourth and nine. We have 1:29 to go in the third period, and it got awful quiet all of a sudden, hoping that Kevin Burke is okay. We certainly hope so. And the Potosi coach, Brad Pettit, just broke open an ice pack, and they're going to put it on his right ankle, so it looks like Belmont's going to have to come away with a new quarterback. It's his right ankle, and that's where they have the ice pack sitting on right now, and I don't know who the backup quarterback is. According to the roster, Mark Ackerman, number 15, a sophomore, would be the next in line. Let us see if he's going to be the one. They have a man warming up in the sidelines over there. Let's see, who is that? That is Ackerman, number 15. He is warming up, so it looks like he'll be coming in. And the injury to Burke comes at a bad time because they are down 27-6, and they started to move the ball quite well, didn't they, Brad?
They moved the ball quite well on a couple passes. The passing game, not that good in the first half, but been able to do a good in the second half. And unfortunately for Belmont, they've now lost their starting quarterback.
Well, now Burke is up, and he's not putting any pressure on that right ankle at all. I don't know if it's broken or not. I really don't know. But he is up now, and he is not putting any pressure on that right ankle at all. And Coach Howery and Ed Argel are carrying him off the field. And it's going to be Mark Ackerman, number 15. He's into the ball game. He's got a job to do. He's down 27-6. And that pass was incompleted, so it's going to be fourth down and nine. The ball is at the 29-yard line. And Belmont, so we're going to have to wait and see. It's going to be fourth down. They won't punt it. They're going to go for it right away. And that also brings in mind who's going to punt the ball, Brad, because Burke did the punting also.
And once that Van Meter wasn't doing the punting anymore. Tough situation for Ackerman to come into the game, only a sophomore. And you're down by 21 points in the big fourth down play. And we'll have to see if he can move the ball for Belmont. Still carrying Burke across the field. Burke was injured on the Potosi sideline, so they have to carry him all the way across over to the Belmont side of the field.
Well, they have the stretcher on now, so it looks like his ankle probably is broken because they have the stretcher on. But we'll wait and see. Okay, fourth down and nine from the 29-yard line. The sophomore Ackerman, the QB for the Braves. Big play coming up for Belmont. He's going, dropping back the pass, looking downfield. He throws, and it's Ed Argel, but incomplete. Boy, I'll tell you, that was darn close to being completed, but it is incomplete. And looks that time that Ackerman just let Argel just a bit too much. He was open.
He was open, let him too much. But the one thing that the defender had for Potosi was he had the outside position on him, and Argel could not go towards the ball because he had the Potosi man right beside of him. But a nice pass that time by Ackerman.
So the ball turns over on downs to Potosi. Now it's going to be at the 29-yard line going to the right, and it's first down and 10. Bill Leaser, still the QB for Potosi. He did a remarkable job of scrambling in the last touchdown. This is going to be handed off. This is going to be Thad Ryder. Ryder goes off left tackle, crosses the 35 to 40, going to be dropped down at the 44-yard line, and that's going to be first and 10. Call it the 43-yard line. Bob Camps on the tackle, and that'll be first and 10 for Potosi.
Pick up about 14 yards that time on the running play. That gives Potosi 99 yards rushing yardage in this game so far.
We've got ourselves a minute 10 to go before the end of the third period. It's 27-6 Potosi over Belmont right now. Go ahead.
It's been a long game so far because of all the penalties and all the injuries. We're only into the third quarter. A minute left to go in the third quarter.
Well, Von Van Meter is offsides, so that'll cost Belmont 5. That'll make it that much easier for Potosi. It'll be first down and 5. The ball will be marked at the 48-yard line. So it'll be first and 5 from there. I'll tell you, Potosi's had a lot of success tonight running the football. There's been holes up that middle that have just been tremendously huge.
Got to credit the offensive line for that, for moving people around, for moving the Belmont defensive line around, and they've been winning the battle so far.
Getting the ball at the 48-yard line. It's going to be first down and 5. We have now 46 seconds to go at the end of the third, before the end of the third period. Bill Leeser, the QB, in motion, Thad Ryder to the left, and he's going to be handoff right at the middle. Cruiser crosses midfield, and he's buried. And Abel and Hyde on the tackle. He did get over midfield, and he got a gain of about maybe 2 yards on the play. It's going to be at the 49-yard line now in Brave territory. It's going to be second down and 4 for Potosi. Gain of 1 on the play. Second and 4, but they are in Brave territory. That was Cruiser right up the middle. No room that time. There usually has been a lot of room up the middle, but not that time. Leeser is going to pitch it off to Cruiser on a sweep, and he trips, gets up, and he still gains about a yard in the play. Hines on the tackle for Belmont. He gained about 1 yard, and it's going to be about third down and a short two. But that is going to be the end of the third period, and that will bring up period number 4. Our score after 3 quarters of play is Potosi 27, Belmont 6. Back with the fourth quarter after this.
International Farm Equipment is known throughout the country for their fine line of rugged, dependable farm machinery. At Belmont Equipment, you can purchase the international farm equipment you need to keep your farm running smoothly and efficiently. Belmont Equipment, farm equipment is their business. And if you're interested in organic gardening, stop and talk to the experts at Cushman's Greenhouse in Belmont. They also have a large selection of beautiful hanging baskets, just what you need to perk up your house or apartment. All this and more at Cushman's Greenhouse, located at the north edge of Belmont. And let Dave's Auto Body in Belmont give your old car a new look. They specialize in auto body work, refinishing, painting, and frame straightening. Your personal and professional collision and restoration specialist, that's Dave's Auto Body in Belmont.
Well, it's going to be third down and a short 2 from the 48-yard line for Potosi. Leeser going to hand it off right in the middle, and Thad Ryder did not get it. Thad Ryder probably lost a yard on the play. Knabel and Rickers on the stop for Belmont. Looks like he did lose about a yard on the play, and there goes Kevin Burke off in the ambulance, so it looks like he probably did break his right ankle. And there he goes off in the ambulance. Okay. So anyway, Burke's going off in the ambulance, and it's going to be fourth down for Potosi. The ball is going to be at the 48, and it's going to be a punting situation. Gary Lifebrey to do the punting. Back to receive it is Bob Camps. The snap. No, it's a pick. This is Don Maz, and he's crossing midfield to 40. He's got it up for a first down, and he's running all the way to the 20-yard line. And he is down. Don Maz, number 21, and a big punt. And what a good call that time by the Chieftains. It caught everybody off guard, including myself, and that is a gain on the play. About
28 yards on that play.
28 yards, and what caught everybody off guard.
Caught everybody off guard because you would expect the Thompson to pick the ball with the 27 to 6 lead that they have, but they decided to run the fake play, and it worked good for them. That time, instead of just the up back, the back who does the blocking for the punter getting the ball, he handed off. And it worked well for Potosi.
And Potosi's first and 10 play is a handoff up the middle to Cruiser, but he does not get any yardage. Cruiser did not get any yardage. He went right up the middle. The ball was at the, let's call it the 20-yard line. He maybe got a half a yard. We're going to call it second down and 9.
And more important for Potosi, they hang on to the ball and get to use up some more time on that clock. And if Belmont needs to score, they're going to have to get the ball back soon.
Speaking of clocks, 10:27 to go in the game. 10:27 to go in the game. It's going to be second down 9 from the 19. Leeser and... well, what happened was Leeser dropped back to to do the play, but the center never snapped the ball. Cleaver never snapped the ball to Leaser, and Leaser almost fell down trying to back up. But it's going to be offensive
illegal
procedure, so it's going to move him back 5 yard line. So that'll make it second down and 14.
That time, even though all Potosi lines stood there, it looks like the Leaser was the only one that did not know what the snap count was.
That's going to be quite a jolt if you're the quarterback and you don't know what the snap count is, I'll tell you. But he dropped back, and without the ball, he was the only one that moved. He must have forgot it in the huddle. But that's okay. Second down, 14 from the 24. This is going to be a sweep right to Cruiser. Cruiser crosses the 20-yard line, flags all over the place. And Cruiser got some nice running on the play, but I don't know. There's a couple of flags down. I don't know. It might be holding. The referees are going to mark the ball inside the 20 at about the 17-yard line, and it's against Potosi, holding against the Chieftains, so that'll move them back 15 more yards.
So that is the 10th penalty on Potosi so far in this game. If anything, the Potosi is not doing well this game. It's the penalties. That's the 10th penalty, and it'll be for a total of 90 yards so far.
So that is going to move them back 15 more, the Chieftains. 9:55 to go in the ball game. Cruiser that time in a nice sweep right. But, of course, it's nullified because of the penalty. That'll move the ball back to the 31.
Moving back 10 yards, I believe, on the holding penalty.
Okay. They used to be 15.
Whatever.
I guess I'm still in the old rules. If you haven't heard yet, Belmont's quarterback, Kevin Burke, has taken off the field. It looks like he broke his right ankle. The ambulance took him away. Well, Potosi calls timeout with 9:55 to go in the game. It's 27-6, Potosi over the Braves.
Everyone loves a home-cooked meal, and you're going to love the Dewdrop Inn in Belmont. For fine dining, friendly personnel, and daily specials, you won't find any better. The Dewdrop Inn of Belmont, home-cooked meals at a price you can enjoy. Houston's and Sons of Belmont and Mineral Point is your area Kent Feeds dealer. Whether you're in the business of hogs, beef, or dairy, Kent Feeds has the nutrition that your animals need. Stop by and have a talk with Houston's and Sons of Belmont and Mineral Point and see what Kent Feeds can do for you. Gratz Olds GMC has had a change. Now to serve you even better, Gratz Olds GMC in Mineral Point is now Gratz Motors. Offering you a greater automotive selection, Gratz Motors carries Oldsmobile, Chevrolet, Pontiac, and GMC trucks. That's Gratz Motors in Mineral Point. Jim's Mobile Service Station in Belmont is the place to go for your car needs. Jim's Mobile in is Belmont's complete service station. They carry mobile oils, grease, tires, and batteries, and they provide expert car repair. That's Jim's Mobile Service in Belmont.
Okay, well, that's the end of the timeout, and Coach Brad Pettit giving the Chieftains some last-minute instructions, and those instructions have been good instructions because Potosi leads 27-6. Okay, the ball sits at the 31-yard line. It's going to be second down and, 21. Second down, 21 for Potosi. Wide left is going to be Brent Ryder. Leaser, the QB, and he's going to roll left. He's going to pass, intended for Ryder, and it is caught! Touchdown! 31 yards! Bill Leaser, a 31-yard touchdown pass to Brent Ryder, and it's another score. 33-6.
That time, a good pass by Leaser to Ryder, and Ryder was wide open. There was only one Belmont play, and he had his back turned to the quarterback, could not see the ball, made an attempt to block it, but it was nowhere as close. As a result of the Potosi touchdown, Potosi now will try for the kick on the extra point, and it is blocked. It is no good. So the score is, it's hard to see the score, it's 33-6, I believe, by Potosi ahead of Belmont.
33-6 is our score. And again, that was a 31-yard touchdown pass from Bill Leaser to Brent Ryder, 33-6. And You know, Belmont scored first in the first period, but since then, it's been all Potosi. 33-6. And now, even to make matters worse for Belmont, their number one QB, Kevin Burke, is not here. He's out. And it's going to be Mark Ackerman to lead the attack for the Braves.
And that touchdown setup, we should point out it once again by that fake punt by Potosi. Potosi had a fourth down. They went back in punt formation, ran with the ball instead, got a big first down, took the ball all the way down to about the 20-yard line, and Potosi was able to go for that.
So here comes the kick from Thad Ryder. Way back, it's going to be Camps at the 15, 20, 25. Goes up the middle, he's at the 30-yard line, and he breaks out to about the 34, and that's where he's going to be down. So a nice run back that time by Bob Camps. A nice run back by Camps, and that is where it's at the 34, and that's where Belmont, may call it the 35, that's where Belmont is going to start, first and 10. And Mark Ackerman is going to be the quarterback for the Belmont Braves.
So Belmont probably has to put the ball up in the air with 9:34 left to go in this game. And Potosi knows that, so the defensive line and maybe even the linebackers are going to be keen off on Ackerman. Maybe because they know he's the second-string quarterback and they know probably a little bit inexperienced.
It's going to be handed off to Bob Camps off left tackle. He gains about 4 yards up to the 39-yard line. Up to about the 39, and it's a gain of 4, second down and 6. So some things have worked for Belmont tonight, others haven't worked. It hasn't been a successful offensive night for the Braves.
The big thing for the Braves has been turnovers. They had 4 turnovers in the first half, none so far in this half, but the 4 turnovers hurt. As one of them led, that interception led directly to a score, and others set up scores for Potosi.
Second down, 6. Ackerman going to hand it off to Camps again. Nope, that's Craig Cunningham. Craig Cunningham wanted to run off tackle, but he's tackled for a loss back to about the 36-yard line. And that's a loss of 3 on the play. It's going to be 3rd down and 9 now. It's going to be 3rd down and 9 now.
39. Ball's on about the 37-yard line.
Well, here comes another ambulance, a backup ambulance, I guess. The backup ambulance, that's what I thought. The old one, okay. 3rd down, 9. Ackerman looking to pass. Throws downfield, and it is intercepted by Gary Leifried. However, we have a penalty flag on the play. Now, that will be Leifried's second interception tonight. His first interception. He took 70 yards for a touchdown. But, again, we do have a penalty flag on the play. Let's see what whether the interception will hold up or not. Nope, defensive pass interference. So it's going to be, it's going to remain Belmont's ball. It should, unless it was after the interception, but I don't think it was. The flag was down before the interception. So Belmont is going to retain possession of the football.
Did not see the interference that time. I'm not quite sure if maybe they pushed off before the ball got there or not.
Well, anyway, it's going to, should be a first down if it's a 10-yard penalty. 15?
It'll be a
15-yard penalty? 15 yards, okay. That's going to bring the ball up to the 48-yard line in Potosi territory. First and 10 for the Braves. They get a break.
The pass interference ruling is a little bit different in high school than it is in the pros. In the pros, the penalty would have been taken where the pass interference would have took place, but in high school, you only get 15 yards for the penalty.
So here comes the Belmont Braves in Chieftain territory once again. Ackerman back to pass, looking downfield, throws an incomplete intended for Ed Argel. But it was incomplete. That time, Ackerman threw the ball just behind Argel. Argel didn't have much of a chance to catch it, so that'll bring up 2nd down, 10. In the game, we have ourselves 7:55 to go. It's 33-6 Potosi. Potosi has pretty much dominated the game, especially starting from the midway through the first quarter. They have just dominated. So here comes 2nd down and 10 from the 48. Back to pass, Ackerman once again, looking right, now looks left, now he's going to have to scramble a little bit, looks like he might get caught, no, he's going to run, he's close to midfield, but he's going to be knocked out of bounds back into Brave territory at about the 48-yard line. That's going to be a loss of four. So that'll bring third down and 14. So Ackerman just could not find any wide receiver open that time. He scrambled, but he got he ran out of room on the left side.
Crawled to Potosi secondary that time. Ackerman had a little bit of time to throw, but couldn't find nobody. And for that reason, he could not throw the ball and was tagged for sack on that play.
So the ball sits at the 48-yard line. Called third down, 14. The Braves find themselves down. Bob Camp's wide right. Kevin Burke is out of the game. Looks like I think he broke his that right ankle. Back to pass. Ackerman again looks downfield. Throws in the middle, and it is incomplete. Ed Argo had it in his hands, but he dropped it. I think maybe the ball was thrown a little too hard. But it was incomplete to Ed Argo. And number 81 missed it. That's what I thought. Oh, okay. I'm getting talked to here. That's what's going on. Okay, it was incomplete to Argo now. It's going to have to be a punt. The snap is no good. It's Van Meter to kick. And he gets off a brilliant punt. Bart Strock at the 20. He's going to try to run left. Being chased. Got a couple of good blocks. And Strock is going to be down at the 24-yard line. A lot of running and a return of only about 4 yards for Bart Strock. I'll tell you, Bob Camps got leveled.
He got leveled pursuing the guy. It was a good clean block, though. No clipping on the play, but he got... I don't think he saw the block coming, and it was really leveled on the
You
play.
Can see it coming from here, too. Well, Belmont unable to get anything going. They had the ball in Chieftain territory there early in the fourth period, but they could not get a first down, and they punted it away. So now it's going to be the Chieftain's ball. Leeser, still the quarterback. He's going to be back to pass, looks right, throws, it is completed. This is going to be Brant Ryder, and Ryder maybe only got about 3 yards on the play, down at maybe the 28-yard line, and Ryder is down. Looks like he got hit right, he got tackled right on his tailbone, and I bet any money. Well, I won't bet much money because it looks like they're looking at his left knee.
Looks like he could have had his legs cut out from under him.
Oh, looks like a cramp because the referees are pointing his foot toward his body. So I guess it looks like a cramp. So I just lost money on that bet. It's a good thing it wasn't an expensive bet either. Okay, it looks like a cramp. And it looks like Brent Ryder will be okay. Gain of about 4 on the play, second down, 6. Chris Dressler to replace him. And Ryder gets up and he's walking off on his own power. He should be back into the ball game. Time remaining, 6:25 remaining in the game. 6:25 to go in our football game here tonight from Potosi. And it's going to be a successful homecoming for the Chieftains. They're ahead 33-6. I always like to win your homecoming games. Second down, 6. And a man jumped offside for Belmont. That's going to be Mike Ubersox. He jumped offside. I don't know if he was drawn off or not. Let's see. I don't think so.
I didn't see any movement in the Potosi line.
So that's going to move it up 5. And that's going to make it a little easier for Potosi. And it was second down, 6. So it's going to be second down at about 1.5. Called the short 2. Second down, short 2.
That time Belmont just a little bit anxious. I think trying to anticipate the snap count was unsuccessful. And once in high school, once you cross the line of scrimmage, it's offsides, whether you touch anybody or not.
So the clock is running again. It's going to be second down and 2, and that's a lot easier play to call than second down 6. Let's see what the Chieftains are going to do. Wide right, by the way, is Chris Dressler. It's going to be a handoff right at the middle. This is going to be Thad Ryder. And Ryder maybe got to the first down. No, he's going to be short by about a yard. He only gained about a half yard on the play. Third down, 1. The ball is located at the 34-yard line. And it's going to be third down, 1. Bringing in the play is going to be Mike Haas for Potosi. Third down and 1. Clock is ticking away. 5:32 to go in the game. Potosi has this one, 1. Leaser, hand off. off up the middle. This is going to be Ryder again, and he didn't get the first down. Cut of the top Belmont defense, and the defensive front four did the job that time. And he did not get it, so it's going to be fourth down, and Potosi's going to have to punt. So Belmont still has a chance.
Belmont will get the ball back and should have pretty good field position. And it's if they hang out to the punt and everything goes well for them.
Back to receive it, by the way, is going to be number 21, Bob Bruin. Kicking the ball again to Stan Ryder. Oh, excuse me, Gary Leifried. Snaps a good one. Here comes the kick. Up, and it's a good kick. It's going to be Bruin at his 33, and he breaks away from one man, 35, to the left side, and he's going to be down just short of the 40-yard line, just short of the 40, called 39, first and 10. That is where Belmont is going to start their next series. 4:35 to go in the ball game. To the middle, across the 45, gets to the 46 again, and he maybe have got to the line of scrimmage, and he didn't get any farther than that. So the line of scrimmage, and that is about it. Line of scrimmage, and that's about it. Oh, he got a yard. Fourth down, two. And Belmont's going to definitely have to go for it if they have some hopes to get the football game again.
I'm going to go for it on this play. Kind of surprising that they didn't pass in that last play, but the fashion has not been too good in this half. Only 2 for 6 so far in this half.
So let's see what Belmont comes up with on a 4th and 2. It's going to be handed off right in the middle of the Camps. Camps barrels his way to midfield.
It's going to be close.
And I think he's going to get it. I think he had the first down. That was awful close to a face mask also. Not intentional.
They gave him.
But there's the first down. First down at the midfield stripe for the Braves. Bob Camps, the tailback right now. Camps and Cunningham, Craig Cunningham, have been bringing in the plays. And as Brad had said, Von Van Meter has not played in the tailback position the second half. He punted, but that was about all he's been on the offense.
Craig Cunningham was checking up a little bit earlier in the game, but he's back, so that's good to see.
Ackerman, back to pass, looking downfield, 10 for Argel, and it's kaboom! He had it in his arms and dropped it. Well, he had it in his arms and dropped it. It would have been a tough catch because Argel was looking left, but had to catch it over his right shoulder, so he had to switch himself a little bit, but he missed it.
Argel tried to make the adjustment for the ball, and he almost came up with it, but the ball fell incomplete.
So it's going to be second down and 10 from the midfield stripe, and it looks that from where the ball is placed and the first down and second down, looks like Potosi gained about 6 inches. So they'll take it. Ackerman, hand off to Camps, off right tackle, breaks one tackle, crosses the 45, going to be down at about the, man, we're going to have a late hit. And this is going to be a personal foul against Potosi.
Camps, sure about that penalty.
Well, Camps got up to the 42-yard line, he gained 8 on the play, or excuse me, gained 7 on the play. But it's going to be personal foul, late hit for Potosi. Maybe he speared him with his helmet, but that didn't look like it. So it's going to be personal foul, 15 more yards, so tack that on, and it's going to be a nice play for Belmont. They're going to get some good yardage out of this one. It would have been second down and 2 yards to go because he gained 8. The ball's at the 42, now they're going to mark it off, and they're going to mark off 15.
And once again, they're going to mark off the penalty where the infraction occurred, so instead of the line of scrimmage. That's Potosi's 12th penalty of the game for 120 yards.
That's a lot. But Potosi still has the lead, 33-6. 2:07 to go in the football game. Mark Ackerman, the quarterback. Kevin Burke went down, and an ambulance took him off, we think. Anyway, it's his right ankle. We'll find out probably later. And a pass back to play. Ackerman went back to pass, and it was incompleted to intended for Ed Argel. But incomplete. So that'll be second down to 10. Oh, by the way, the ball, forgot to tell you, the ball's marked at the 26-yard line. 26-yard line. So it'll be second down and 10 from the 26. Belmont wants to score here. They're down 33-6, and Belmont scored first. Ackerman with the snap, handed off to Bob Camps, who runs off right guard, breaks a couple of tackles, crosses the 25-yard line. He's going to be down at about the 23. Call it a gain on the play of 3 yards.
Nice hard running that time by, was it Camps? By Camps. Not giving up, even though they are down by a lot, still running hard for Belmont.
Call it a gain of 4 on the play, 3rd down 6. 1:33 to go in the game. 1:33. This is going to be a sweep left. Craig Cunningham, he's being chased. And he maybe got back to the line of scrimmage, and that's about it. So no gain on the play. No gain on the play. It's power sweep left to Cunningham. Well, while we have the opportunity, we want to thank the Potosi Chieftains for providing a fine shelter up here. And we've been treated fantastic down here at Potosi. And we will be back here at Potosi again when Schaulsburg plays at Potosi. When is that anyway? October 18th. So that's when we'll be back here. We probably will have snow on the ground by then. It's a little chilly outside, but not too bad. October 18th is when we'll be back here at Potosi.
Belmont has called a timeout. I believe that's their first timeout of this half. You've heard of the butcher shops, the good meats, sausages, and so on, which you could buy in times past? That's just the kind of place Knabel's processing plant in Belmont is. If the service case doesn't contain just what you want, the friendly butchers will prepare it for you. Shop at Knabel's processing plant in Belmont. The Nordoff Lumber Company has had a great deal of experience in home building, in fact, in all kinds of contracting jobs. So before you build, and before you start making improvements on your home, be sure to consult the Nordoff Lumber Company of Belmont and Darlington, building a better community for over 83 years. And Specialty Feeds of Belmont, your co-op feed dealer, carries a wide selection of farm supplies. They carry baked fertilizers, bulked or baked concentrates, chemicals, and even a large line of baked equipment. For all your farm supplies, it's Spensley Feeds of Belmont.
Well, we are at the mark to go in the game. 1:06. 4th down 6 for the Belmont Braves. Mark Ackerman, the quarterback, doing a fine job leading the team. He's only a sophomore. Back to pass. Looks right. And he's set. And on the tackle, Tony Wagner, number 50. He was the first man to break the offensive line of Belmont. And because of downs, it's going to turn the ball over to the Potosi Chieftains.
So Potosi, with a minute left, will probably just run the play a couple times. They should be able to run the clock out here on this possession.
I don't think Belmont will stop the clock. They might.
They might. They do have 2 timeouts left, and this Belmont does. And Potosi also has 2 timeouts, but I imagine they won't use any of those.
Well, let's see what we have here now. We have a new quarterback, I might add, and I'm trying to get his number. Oh, I guess not. Leeser still is the quarterback. And this is a handoff to Thad Ryder. Ryder went off. Oh, take that back. Not Thad Ryder. That is Doug Dressler, the running back. And he gains about 9 yards on the play. Went off right tackle, but we have a flag on the play. It looks like holding Potosi. So that'll... Boy, that's been tons of penalties.
That's from 13 penalties on Potosi so far this game.
13 penalties on Potosi this game. Lots. And they're not a dirty team either. They just play aggressive. So that'll cost them 10. And that took away a fine run by Doug Dressler. And let me tell you about Dressler. He's only a junior, and he's a halfback. By the way, it looks like Brent Ryder, number 87, is okay. He had some cramps earlier in the fourth period, but he's down there drinking water, and he has a touchdown tonight. He was on the receiving end of a 31-yard touchdown pass from Bill Leeser. Brent Ryder, number 87. Well, the ball's going to be knocked down to the 23, and it's going to be first down 15. First down 15. And it's going to be Leeser with a handoff up the middle. And again, running the ball that time is going to be Ben Cruiser. Now, Cruiser, he's a junior halfback. And 5 seconds, and they're going to count down the clock. And that'll be the end of the game. The final score, 33-6. Potosi wins their homecoming game, 85. Potosi the winners, 33-6. Back Craig with some stats coming up just a bit. But first of all, let me tell you that Belmont on the season now drops to 1-4 and 0-2 in the Blackhawk Conference. Potosi is going to, with a win, are going to go to 3-2 on the season, and the Blackhawk Conference are 2-1. Quick rundown of the scoring for you. Belmont started it off, Burke on a 1-yard run. Then it was all Chieftain. Stan Ryder, a 14-yard run in the first period. Also in the first, Rich Cruiser with a 20-yard run. The second period, the Chieftain scored once. Gary Liefried on a 70-yard interception return. In the third period, the Chieftain scored again. Bill Leeser, 37-yard touchdown pass to Bart Straka. And in the fourth quarter, for the Potosi Chieftains, Bill Leeser, a 31-yard touchdown pass to Brent Ryder. Final score, 33-6. The next game for Belmont will be at Highland next Friday night. The next game for Potosi will be home with Cassville Friday night. Brad?
Take a look at some of the statistics for the ball game. First of all, at Belmont, first downs, these are unofficial statistics, of course. For Belmont, they had seven first downs, in the game, four in the second half. In the passing yardage, they had 17 attempts, but only completed four of them. There were 2 of 8 in the second half, and they gained 88 yards in the air. They had, big story in the first half was turnovers. They had 2 fumbles and 2 interceptions for 4 turnovers. Only 5 penalties for about 30 yards, so not too bad for that. The rushing yardage, a big story for Belmont, had 35 attempts, and unofficially I have them for a minus 12 yards in rushing, and that comes from a big 15-yard loss when they could not get up the pass, so that has to go in the rushing stats. And also, they had another big loss of 14 yards or 15 yards on a quarterback sack, I believe. So minus 12 yards total if you want to add up everything on the rushing yardage for Belmont. Taking a look at the winners of Potosi, they only had 6